Hello and welcome to the Amateur Tarot Pod, the only podcast where two non-mystical hosts use the power of tarot to answer your burning questions.
For entertainment purposes only.
That very stern entertainment purposes only host was Ben Noble.
And that was Brian Dooley. And we are your hosts.
We are. We're very happy to be here today.
Well, some of us.
I'm very happy to be here today.
Yeah, speak for yourself. I'm just here today.
Well, Ben, what are you here to do?
Well, I'm here, Brian, to give people advice through the power of the tarot. And I'm going to do that with your help in a very specific way.
What way is that?
Well, we're going to draw three cards from the deck. And in the order that we draw those cards, they'll indicate the recent past, the current action, and the future 100% money-back spiritual goal guaranteed outcome for entertainment purposes only outcome.
That sounds like it's very kind of us.
Yeah, because we do this as a service for free. And we ask nothing in return other than eternal love and devotion.
Yeah, just undying affection.
Brian, you're slowly opening up a giant box of cards.
I have a new tarot deck.
The cards are still wrapped in shrink wrap.
Yes, in two separate piles. So you know it's good.
Yeah. Yeah. The book that came with it is longer than most of the textbooks that I have to read at school.
Well, should we hurry and get through the rest of the intro so that we can get to this deck?
We're going to have to open it at some point.
That's what I was trying to open it quietly while we did the whole first part of the show.
The first part of the show doesn't take that long unless we talk to each other. And I didn't really see you having a great conversation with me as you tried to open this deck.
That's probably true. Well, while we both now open the deck.
It's like we're opening our Christmas presents. Oh, you did it. I'm still struggling.
I got through it. So we
might have gotten somewhere.
We also do a card of the week, and that card of the week is for everybody in the world.
Oh, yeah, that.
And then we do an outro, and Ben leaves me for a week.
Yeah. Do you think that people really liked the part of the show where we were just narrating over opening this tarot deck?
I think so. I think they're going to write in.
Very good radio.
And say that we should do more unboxing over the radio.
Yeah.
All right, so...
Is there like an unboxing podcast that's... Because obviously there's a lot of unboxing videos, but does somebody just have like an ASMR unboxing podcast?
I don't know. We can find out.
Okay. If not, we can make it.
If not,
this is it. They always say, be the change you wish to see in the world.
Yeah. Hey, everybody. This is Brian. We're opening the Tarot of the Four Elements. Wait, haven't we done an ASMR bit before? Okay, never mind.
You don't have to do it. Unless you want to. It's been a while.
Yeah, we're done here.
My wife last night was watching, she was watching a comedy ASMR video.
Oh, yeah?
And then she was like, you should send this to Brian.
What was it?
It was a comedian, and she was like telling a very inappropriate story with very inappropriate, like she had like a rubber chicken that she was making noises with and was like whispering this story.
And then like honking the rubber chicken and stuff? Nice.
So that was the comedy. The thing about these decks that are split in two is that they don't really stack on top of each other very well.
Not right away. But before we get to
that
really deck.
Spoiling.
Yeah.
It's coming.
So on here it says tease card of the week. We did that.
We did that.
Tease the outro.
We kind of did that because you talked about me leaving.
Right. Ben's going to leave after we're done here. Let's just jump right into Queerance Corner.
We have arrived.
All right.
Well, this week's question comes from Miss Aurora.
Yeah.
Anybody that puts Miss in front of their name immediately sounds mystical and more authoritative and knowledgeable than us about the tarot.
Yeah, I feel like I'm going to get in trouble if I don't give Miss Aurora the right advice.
Yes. So, we'll do our best. And Miss Aurora says, I really enjoy your show, and I do have a question. All right.
Great.
A great start. I'm a writer about to start a new project. My question is this where I should be directing my energy at the present moment?
All right. So this is a pretty wands-focused question, I think.
Okay.
Maybe coins.
Well, we'll see if we get those cards.
All right, let's do it.
Well,
let's talk about this deck first that we've been talking about for so long. This is the Tarot of the Four Elements, tribal folklore, earth mythology, and human magic.
That is a good way to describe this deck. The cards, very boxy. The art, tribal. The colors... Very colorful.
It is very colorful.
The rating, very low.
Oh, yeah?
I mean, the symbolism is really all there, but it's an art style that, you know, it's just, it's my personal preference.
Yeah.
It's not my favorite.
Whoa, is that a wiener?
Yeah. Okay. A big one. So yeah, it's sort of, it's tribal art style, very colorful, very, I don't know, how would you describe that? Esoteric?
It's primitive.
Primitive. That is a good way to describe it. I don't know. This also, it is sort of a, it's kind of a Marseille pip deck in that the ones through tens are just kind of there.
Oh, this deck just went way down in my estimation because it's a pip deck.
Sorry, Brian. I'm going to give this deck 2 stars.
Two stars? Forever. Yeah, I think that it would be probably a 3-star pip deck for me if it wasn't for the size of them.
Oh, the cards themselves.
I do not like the size and shape of the cards.
You bought it.
I understand that I bought it. It came in a box.
A very big box. That box could have had like a sweater in it. A gingerly wrapped sweater. It's getting cold now. It's October.
I got a tarot deck from Nordstrom's.
All right. Well, I think we've shuffled this enough.
All right.
So Miss Aurora, again, she really enjoys our show and she does have a question. She's a writer about to start a project, and her question is this where she should be directing her energy at the present moment? And we would say, let's find out.
If this is the Wheel of Fortune or the World, I'm going to be very upset.
Why?
I don't like them in the past position.
Okay.
And I feel like when they come up in the past position, it's magic telling me that magic is real.
All right.
So that's cool, but I don't like reading it for people.
Okay. Well, right. Hopefully we have a very low chance that that would happen.
Yeah, 2 in 78. Yes. So what is that, 45, 49, 1 in 49? 49.
Yeah.
No, 1 in 39.
Flip.
Death.
Well, how do you like that at the first spot?
I like it better. There's a big change happening in Miss Aurora's life right now.
Wait, let's talk about the card, which is... you know in Labyrinth, those little demons that, like, take off their heads and kick them around?
Yeah, the Fieries, who we've talked about on this
have
show
we?
Before.
Well,
yeah.
Here's another Fiery, a blue Fiery with a sword. And doesn't that...
Yeah, like, there's, like, a rib cage opening up, and there's a lot going... You know what? The art on these is really cool.
Okay, well, then you can, on your own indie deck... Ratings, what's that website?
Indie Deck Review.
You can review it different.
Okay.
Than I do on Indie Deck Teardown.
Oh, it looks like all these cards have like a really big border.
Yes.
I feel like I could cut these down to be the size of a tarot deck.
Oh, if you just cut off the kind of wild borders?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then I may like this deck a lot. Anyway.
Anyway, death.
And death here indicates that there's a big shift happening in your life. Something is ending and something new is beginning. And that seems to pan out with,
yep.
I'm a writer about to start a new project.
Yeah, it's likely that to make space for this project, you had to end another project. Can't
so
just make more
are.
Time.
So let's see what happens in the current action.
Flip.
The Shaman... who I believe is the Hanged Man.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. Well, you've got a man with sort of... his spine is a sword.
That's true. Is that his spine or his wiener?
Oh, I was seeing it as a sword, but you've seen it as something else that it probably is.
There's a lot of wieners in this deck.
He's kind of hanging from a tree, and the tree has kind of eyes.
It does.
So that's where we're at with this.
There's a lot going on. We'll have pictures on the site so you can really dissect the art. But it is very, like I say, it's primitive, but it's also very intricate.
Yes. So the Hangman is all about seeing the world from a new perspective.
Yeah, it's about getting a new look at things, and I think that that's good when you're starting a new project, that you have a new point of view that you're going from.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's also interesting that we have death which is a major arcana, and then we have the Hangman, which is also a major arcana. They're both very close to each other in the deck. And so this indicates a big shift in your life still. Something
continuing.
That, yeah, it's not just everyday stuff like you're going to forget to get milk. These are big moves. Whatever project you're getting ready to work on is going to be something huge.
Cool. Well, let's go to the future. Flip.
The King of Coins.
All right. Here it's King Earth. But, yeah, it's sort of a, it's like a man who is a mountain.
It is, and that is very apt.
Yeah, that's cool. I like that. I like this card.
Yeah.
It's a clever reading. So, the King of Coins is obviously the apex of the coin suit. He is somebody who really has his, like, finances under control. He's got a solid foundation from which he can build his life.
Sorry, I'm just staring at the card.
That's all right. I don't know if you had anything else to say about the King of Coins.
I think that this indicates
it bodes well.
Yeah, that this is where you should be directing your energy, and that it's going to provide something to you that you need for the stability that you crave in your life.
Yeah, financial or material in some way. So you want to bring it back around?
Yeah, let's bring it back around and tell a story. We've got Once upon a time, we had a shift in perception, a shift in how you're approaching the world and how you're approaching your projects. There was the ending of your last project and the beginning of the new one. And with that, you have a new perspective on how the world works, on how this project is going to go. And then once you're completing this project, once it's all done, it's going to keep feeding you. It's going to keep serving you even after the project is over, and you're going to benefit from it in some material way.
Yep. I think that's spot on. A lot of powerful cards in this spread.
Yeah, it's really
two major arcana and a King of Coins.
Yeah, good work, Miss Aurora.
And good luck with your project.
I hope that helped. So I want to say thank you to Miss Aurora.
Thank you.
For sending in your question. And where does that take us next, Ben?
Well, here on the outline, it says sponsor spot.
Sponsor spot? Do we have sponsors?
Well, yes.
We do?
We do.
Who's our sponsor?
IndieDeckReview.com.
IndieDeckReview.com. And what do
Mortal
you know
Enemy
them?
Of IndieTerrorTakedown.com.
So what do they do at Indie Deck Review, Ben?
All right, well, at Indie Deck Review, there are people, unlike me, who love tarot decks and love to buy them. And what they do...
Hey, is, that's me.
Yeah. And what they do is those folks who are part of the Indie Deck Review, they look at the decks, they spend some time with them, they shuffle them up, and then they write how they feel about those decks.
That's
is
true.
Is that accurate?
That's accurate. There's also creator interviews and
yes.
articles about different aspects of being a part of the woo-woo lifestyle, particularly with divination tools and whatnot.
There's also a Facebook and an Instagram where they do smaller deck reviews.
Yeah, they do 8-card reviews.
And of course, I'm bearing the lead. Our very own Brian Dooley is a writer at IndieDeckReview.com.
I am a writer at IndieDeckReview.com and very proud.
And I am the owner of IndieTerrorTakedown.com and very proud of that.
And if you check the group tomorrow, I'm pretty sure I will have bought that domain and forwarded it to our website. Cool. So thanks.
Anything
Indie
else
Deck
on
Review.
Here? On the sponsor spot? Is there anything else we need to shout out?
No, I don't think
no,
there's
go
any
to
more
Deck,
sponsors.
And go to IndieDeckReview.com. Check it out. Buy some decks.
Yeah.
Etc.
That's it.
All right. Well, now we can go on to the card of the week. With our new Card of the Week music that I'm sure is lovely. I've never heard it and never will. But sent in by the husband of Lol Maggie.
We'll have to get his name sometime.
Yes.
And so we can thank him properly.
Yes.
So should we just jump into the Card of the Week?
Yes.
All right.
We have arrived.
We're here. And this week, we're using the Horror Comic Tarot Cards deck.
I do like where this is starting. I like the art on the box that you handed me. It's fun. All right. I'm unboxing it. I'm giving it to you. The background of the cards is a neon yellow with people in the eyes of skulls. That's fun. Well, this deck promises is exactly what it's promised to be. It is comic book style, horror, classic, like 1940s and 50s art about the tarot cards.
I got this from a Kickstarter, and these people, they, it's all public domain.
Oh, okay, so it is
horror comic art.
It is horror comic art that is real.
And they've curated all of the images to fit with the cards.
I will say that the symbolism does seem to be a bit different.
It's a bit different.
And for that, it makes it harder to read. And I will go ahead and say 3 stars, a knock for symbolism, but a plus for creativity.
Nice.
And now we'll shuffle it up while Brian, you tell them out in listener land what the card of the week is all about.
The card of the week is for you and you and you. It's just like Romper Room. I'm pointing to all of you.
Does look under your seat.
Does anybody, is Romper Room a relevant?
No.
No.
I don't know what it is.
Okay. It was a children's show back before I was a child.
That's probably an irrelevant reference.
Yeah, so I should.
Granted, I referenced Boethius last week, and so.
You did, and he died in prison well before we were alive. Did he die in prison, or was he executed?
I think he was executed.
Is that the same as dying in prison?
No.
No.
Because dying in prison is just like you die in prison. Execution is like, that's a public spectacle.
Yeah, unless they do it like with poison.
Yeah.
Do you know how he was executed?
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, next week, tune in, and we'll find out how Boethius was executed.
A subplot of the Amateur Tarot Podcast.
All right. Oh, did I? So
I felt like you were in the middle of something, but
I was going to be talking about the card of the week. The card of the week is for everyone, and that's it. It's just advice for your week. It's going to tell you how your week is going to go.
It's so, what we give you, so you tune into the show, and we'll listen through the Querent's Corner, even if you are not the Querent.
Right. And there's a way to be the Querent. We'll talk about that soon, so that you can be both.
Be the Querent you wish to see in the world.
Because this week, Miss Aurora has a bonus. Not only does she get her question answered, she also gets the card of the week.
Wow.
So there's really no downside to sending in a question, and there's no downside to embracing the card of the week. So right now, we're going to jump into the card of the week.
All right, flip. It's the 8 of Cups. And this 8 of Cups shows a car driving into, I mean, it's hard to say what the car is driving into. It's driving through a gate, but the gate is made of bones and there's like a giant skull in the sky.
Okay.
That's what it is.
So you're going on a scary journey.
Yes.
Let's see what the little white book says.
Let's see.
8 of Cups. Oh, here we go. Divinatory meanings. That's just fancy talk for keywords, but we have no keywords.
Okay.
The card speaks for itself on the surface, but other readings are entirely antithetical, giving joy, mildness, timidity, honor, modesty. Oh, other readings are entirely antithetical, giving joy, mildness, timidity, honor, modesty. In practice, it is usually found that the card shews the decline of a matter, or a matter which has been thought to be important is really of slight consequence, either for good or evil.
Who wrote this? Alexander Hamilton?
The word shoes is in here. S-H-E-W-S.
Yeah, that's like what they would write in like the Federalist Papers or the Constitution. They also spelled choose, C-H-U-S-E. English.
In Congress with 2 Fs at the end. Okay.
Is that it?
So that's it. That's,
okay, well.
So what does that mean?
Thank you, Hamilton. Okay. Look. I don't know exactly what all of that means, but I know what the 8 of Cups is about.
What's the 8 of Cups about?
All right. Well, the 8 of Cups is about something much more closely to what you said at the beginning of this process, which was going on some sort of spooky journey, because mm-hmm. the 8 of Cups is typically about you have 8 cups, but you still feel like you're missing something. And so you would rather give up the 8 cups and go on a journey to find something more fulfilling than stick with what you have.
Okay. And just going the things after the word shoes, the decline of a matter, or that a matter which has been thought to be important is really of slight consequence, either for good or evil. So maybe something you thought was important isn't as important, mm-hmm. and so you have to decide to walk away from it.
Yes.
So we made the little white book agree with us.
We made it work.
Yes.
So what this means for you this week is that if you're feeling unsatisfied, then maybe that's how you're supposed to feel. And even though it might be scary to give up something that is a sure thing, it might be better to go after something that is more fulfilling.
Yeah, so take a chance this week.
All right, that's the card of the week.
Hey, Ben.
Yes, Brian.
Guess where we are now?
We are in the outro.
We're in the outro, your favorite part.
We didn't even go back to the middle space where we do the intro. We just went straight to the outro.
The outro and the intro live in the same space.
Yes. It's just hard for me to get all of that straight. There's so many rooms.
Yeah.
And doors that we walk through. And there's a new one now. There's a new addition to this house in the sponsor spot.
That's right. So. Yeah. Ooh, somebody should send in a
sponsor spot jingle
music for the sponsor spot. This is so fun. It's so great that we have a new jingle, and that just opens up so many possibilities.
Yeah.
For fan submitted content.
In the outro. I mean, the outro doesn't have any music, does it?
Well, everything just has our basic
music.
Yeah. We have an intro bumper and an outro bumper for each segment. Mm-hmm. But now we have music specifically for the card of the week. And then we go back to the outro, which takes place in the same place as the intro. And so we're back to just nothing. We're in the highest level of the outline right now.
Okay. So the outro is beginning now. Thank you very much to Miss Aurora. Good luck on your writing project.
Yeah. And thank you to all of you for listening, all our lols out there. It's great to have you every week.
And a moment of silence for some lols that we might have lost along the way.
All right. Where can they find us, Ben?
AmateurTarot.com.
AmateurTarotReading@gmail.com.
314-325-6047 is a phone number you could call or text to address a question towards us. And if you call now, you will get all of the horror comic art that was not included in this deck.
Yes, if you call within 10 minutes of us recording this episode.
Yes. You can also continue to find us on social media at Tarot Amateur on Twitter, at Amateur Tarot on Instagram. There's also a Facebook group.
I
jumped ahead, but it does seem to make sense here, doesn't it?
We're talking about social media. Talk about the soch.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just so it used to be because you can contact Brian at Zen Iron Man on Twitter, and then yours also used to be your Twitter.
Then I deleted it.
But you don't Twitter.
No.
So we have a website in the middle of all our social.
Okay.
But since we're here, you can find Ben at imakingallthisup.com. And at imakingallthisup.com, Ben takes artists who don't know anything about business and turns them into business people who are fluent in the arts.
Mm. Man, now I have a lot to live up to. As I mentioned, we do have that Facebook group. Check it out. It's fun. There's good conversations happening there about tarot. And then iTunes. That's probably where you downloaded this show. And the way that more people download the show from iTunes is that you leave a very kind rating and review. So please do that. We would very much appreciate it. And we will read it on the air.
We will read your review on the air, just like Kaylin Dunbar, who actually reviewed us on Facebook. It's our only Facebook review. And so it doesn't have a title, but it is 5 stars. And it says, super fun. Charming hosts give lighthearted tarot advice. I like hearing about all the different fun decks, too. Thanks, Kaylin.
Well, thank you, Kaylin. We don't always give lighthearted advice. Like last week when we did our first serious question, or 2 weeks ago, a couple weeks ago, whenever we answered that question about death.
Oh, that was a serious question.
Yeah.
But hopefully we brought some lightness levity to it. Yeah.
I mean, we're serious tarot readers.
Is levity the correct word for lightness?
I don't know. I think they're slightly different.
Well, I think it might be because levity is like levitate, which is to put something in the air.
It would be lighter.
Yeah.
Huh. Well,
I think so.
Write in, tell us.
So I think the next time I walk into a room and I turn on the lev, I will make sure to mention that.
All right.
Because I feel smarter.
Well, the show is over. We're not promoting the show anymore. So we're back to item number 9. Thank you, too. Because we had a wonderful live show and now we've moved on from that, from promoting it.
Yes. And that live show will come out on the 28th.
On Halloween week.
Yep.
So thank you to Bagels.
Thanks to Bagels. Not everything Bagels. Those are gross. But like bagels that people actually want to eat.
I normally get a plain bagel.
Yeah, see, that's the exact opposite of an everything bagel.
Yeah.
It's much more lev than a than an everything bagel.
All right, well.
It's leavened. It has air in it. Oh, my God.
End the podcast.
Goodbye.